Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Today is the last day to register to vote in Illinois. The primary election is March 17th, and first-time voters, or people who have moved since the last election, need to get their information in order. You can register or update your address at the county clerk's office, as well as the Secretary of State's offices, most city and village offices, and some public libraries. Those registering also need two forms of ID, such as bank statements, birth certificates, driver's licenses, or credit cards. Early votes can be cast at the county clerk's office until March 16th. Those who want to vote by mail can get an application from the county clerk's website as well. Well, a contractor has completed a big part of the I-74 bridge project. George Ryan, corridor manager, says last week Lunda poured the final batch of concrete for all the piers located in the river.
They intend to start putting steel beams on the eastbound side. They also continue to work on the floor system that ultimately will be put on the arch once it's closed, the steel floor system that the concrete deck goes on.
Other contractors continue to build the new I-74 highway on land. In downtown Moline, Kramer North America is working between the river and 7th Avenue, while Walsh is doing the same from 7th Avenue to the Avenue of the Cities. It's a $1.2 billion project that began 2.5 years ago. Well, property taxes for residents of the Eastern Iowa Community Colleges District will probably go down next year. Last night, the Board of Trustees discussed a recommendation to lower the tax rate by about 16%. Chancellor Don Doucette says this year's rate is 99 cents per $1,000 assessed value, and under the proposed budget for next year, it would drop to 82 cents. And the reason is lower costs in two major annual expenses, early retirement and insurance and maintenance.
Specifically, the downtown campus, you know, is less expensive to operate, and maintenance agreements and things like that associated with it are substantially less costly than they have been about older buildings.
Trustees for the Community College District with campuses in the Quad Cities, Muscatine and Clinton, held a public hearing last night on next year's proposed budget, with final approval set for March 9th. A budget has to be submitted to the state of Iowa by March 15th. The major effect of climate change on northern Illinois is projected to be large increases in precipitation. These weather events may lead to further agricultural erosion, which strips the nutrient-rich topsoil from Illinois farmland. State climatologist Trent Ford says that can potentially cause toxic algal blooms in local waterways.
We're seeing changes in precipitation, more precipitation overall, but also more intense precipitation that has significant impacts, but also varied impacts on hydrology and how that water is managed. And that is something that Northern Illinois has been dealing with. And the projections suggest that those issues will continue and increase in magnitude into the future.
His office forecasts increasingly wet springs in the coming years. And a state court judge in Iowa has heard arguments on whether to dismiss a lawsuit challenging a state law passed last year that would block Planned Parenthood of the Heartland from receiving federal grant money for sex education courses. The judge is considering whether to dismiss the lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa in behalf of Planned Parenthood. It challenges a law passed on the last day of the 2019 session as a violation of free speech. A judge last spring halted enforcement of the law until the court decides whether it's constitutional. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.